Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just it's gonna go right to the hook.
This summer, it's the song of the year. Always gonna boom, 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 boom. Never gonna doom, doom, doom. Ohio,
Ohio.
I got to keep on rising.
It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This show is so dumb.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
It is a dumb show.
It's really dumb.
It's so dumb. I do love that tune, and I still think Big Justice is cooked, but we got to get the cousin out of that song.
He's bad.
He doesn't need a verse, you know?
I don't even see them on my TikTok anymore.
It's like in Hit 'Em Up when the second Outlaws guy comes on. It's like, enough! More Tupac. Less Outlaws. No offense.
Brodes, where are the Outlaws?
Who knows? Brodes, what do you think? Brodes is here with us. Flyers and 50.
He doesn't have an intro?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have an intro.
Oh, there he is. No, bro, you don't have an intro.
I'm sitting here waiting on an intro, bro.
No. The intro after we start talking. We can see Brodes up there, too. Talk, Brodes. Go ahead.
I got you. What do you mean talk?
No, we wanted to see you on the screen.
Yeah, we wanted to see you on the
screen. Yeah, we can see on the screen in here.
Yeah, all the YouTube people can see you now.
How do I look?
You look good, man.
You look good. Can you
fancy backdrop?
Can you give everyone at who's on YouTube right now one of the facial expressions you make in the YouTube stills or whatever?
I could, but it's a very dangerous game. Can use against me at any time, so I may hold off.
All right.
Shut up.
What? No, hold on. I got some things to say. Can I say
okay,
it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, yesterday I hop into my truck, and the first 3 seconds is Ike screaming at Elliot about training camp stats.
Yes.
So I actually thought to myself, do I dare go to the skate zone next year and start plugging away on a notepad Matvei Michkov's training camp stats to see how it relates?
I think it's something you should do.
100%. And you should steal the training camp bit from Elliot. 100% you should. And by the way, that whole argument was a complete accident. We were talking about something completely different. But Elliot has this way of sneaking in a little thing that makes you want to strangle him.
Yeah, no, I love it. And then we could do Flyers in 50 live from the facility and be like, whew, there was a 2-on-1, and I can't believe, you know, Matvei Michkov looked off Travis Konechny. Do we have a problem in the locker room?
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so that's my first thing.
Okay.
And then I have one more.
Okay.
Then I got one more.
Okay.
You opened the show today asking if we were going to do any off-season Flyers conversation, and then somehow magically this turned into Broads in 50. This is the biggest off-season of my life. I am dissecting every prospect 1 through 10.
There
I'm
you
giving
go.
You the rundown on their ability to skate, what their stride looks like. Yeah. Can they throw a backhand sauce marinara tape to tape or not? I need some real, real deep analysis on this stuff. You're going to throw me some, hey, it's the off-season crap. This is a big deal.
All right.
It's a big deal.
Bro, here's what I would say. It's fine.
Are you at your home? You sound
wild,
crazy, man. You're a lunatic.
From 1 to 4.
The only thing I would say here, bro, is if we're going to do hockey prospects, we're keeping it to 50 seconds.
Right.
Like, I know Flyers in 50 has grown to be about a 7-minute section or whatever, but if we're talking about, you know, Vladimir.
Right. It's a lot of. Yeah.
Single Osraman or whatever from Chechnya. You know, we're going to have to keep it to the 50, the tight 50.
I'll think about it. Thank you for offering that. I'll think about it. Speaking of prospects, Frozen 4 tomorrow, you got to watch Boom, who you could have drafted, but instead you went Luchenko. So that's always going to be a heated rivalry in town, Luchenko or Boom. You know, you got Boom on Denver's defense. You watch out.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is Brandon. This is Earl Thomas over Brandon Graham. Yeah. Same thing.
Just,
yep.
It's just essentially what it is. Like, no laughing. Michigan State was a one seed.
We're not doing college hockey. Hit his thing. Hit his thing.
We went down.
Shut up.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right. The last we saw the Fly Guys, it was Saturday. They lost 3-2 in Montreal, paling with a filthy goal. But then, of course, you know, people started to freak out. Oh, no, they're winning again. No, they give up 3 straight because they stink. Like I told you they would lose. So don't worry about it. They even gave up a shorty. They don't know what to do on the power play. They stink. But anyway, there's a game tonight against the Rangers, 7:30. Can't wait for puck drop. Listen, I sat down with Jason Martinez, and he said something to me I've been thinking about all day.
Did you ruin your voice?
No. I'm
okay.
Good.
All right.
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Jonesy, I was trying to sell it. All right. Listen. Right here. No, hold on. I didn't get my point. You're distracting me.
All right. Get your point out.
Go ahead and finish, bro. Go ahead, brother.
All right, Martinez said that Jonesy's been talking about how they've been studying Howie and how he does things and manipulates them. Danny B, the next big GM in Philadelphia. I'm going to be insufferable if that's what we get. You think Howie's Kobe? Yes, I do. What do you think I think about Danny if he starts bringing me cups?
Can I tell
or
you, bro?
Jordan?
Yeah, baby.
Broads.
Yes.
I don't know if you're built for this, man. Your voice is cooked. You yelled for 30 seconds, and your voice is
man.
Cooked.
What do you mean I'm cooked? I do 4 hours with
I don't know.
With the station.
I hear the voice a little cooked. How many Flyers games are left in the season, by the way?
I think 5. The next Thursday, the 17th, whenever that is, I think that's their final one. Because what, Sixers are wrapping up, what, Sunday or
Sunday,
no?
Yeah. They play tonight. They play the Wizards tonight, and then the Bulls on Sunday, the Hawks on Friday. Do you, where are we, now, forgive me for not knowing, where are we draft position now? And there's a lottery in hockey as well, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. There's too many games for me to play that game. I'm more of a let me stand by and wait until there's like a day or two left to see where we fall.
Okay.
So I'm not the obsession with exactly where they are every second of the day just because it changes so much. You know, I got other things to worry about.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if you're going
to. You know what I mean?
Now,
if,
what happened to that number one seed?
Oh, your Michigan State squad?
Yes.
Dude, you lost to Cornell with like 3 seconds to go. And the Sweet 16, that's the first round of the tourney.
Oh, but I was told that Tom Izzo's Mr. March.
Yeah. A tough one for Michigan State. So, any chance any of you dive into some frozen Fordham?
No,
absolutely not.
Penn State's involved.
No, who cares?
That's even worse.
We hate Penn State.
But it's the Penn State BU, Boston University.
No.
That's hockey, baby.
Get out of here, Morgani. Morgani used to try to talk about the Frozen Four all the time, too.
Well, that's because Al Morgani's a very smart individual.
Yeah.
Hockey man.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I agree with you, Broads. There were Sixers fans getting worried that Quentin Grimes was going to cost them a better draft pick. And I said, don't worry. They stink. They'll lose all the games. And you said the same thing about Michkov. Look, you want the guy to get in there and play. And if he accidentally wins you a game because he's so good, there are worse problems to have. So I admire your attitude through all of it.
Wow.
Of course. Now, is there a way that we can get the data on who watches in the city? Can we get the data, more Sixers viewership tonight or more Flyers viewership tonight with a Phillies game in Atlanta? How do we get those numbers?
Wow, that's three teams playing tonight?
Oh, it's a big action night. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to tune in. Yeah, so I might go three screener.
Yeah, there might be five people watching the Sixers and four people watching the Flyers. The data might be too small at that point.
Yeah, me and you, there's one on each game.
Yeah. All right, Broads, when are you on IP again?
Tomorrow after Jackie Baseball. It's always tough right after Jackie Baseball. You know, I get nervous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I always leave him the callers I don't want to talk to.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He shoots me a text. I'm leaving you this, that, and the third. And then I say things that I can't say on the air.
Jay from West Philly, right? That's who ends up being on the line.
Never again.
Yeah, there he is. All right, bro. It's great job. Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
There he is.
See you, fellas.
There he is, bro. It's Broads81 on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Which worries you more with the Phils right now, the bullpen or the daycare? The bullpen at 61.4%, hanging strong. Get to some interesting comments from Brandon Graham right after we talk to Tony in Pottstown. Tony, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are we doing today? Did you enjoy the ride last night, Spike?
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you're a big ridesman.
They're not going to win every game, buddy. It was a bad game on all accounts. But yes, I enjoyed watching the game. You didn't enjoy when they gave up the lead in the beginning of the game. We had the runs off of Wheeler. Then we come back. Schwarber hits a bomb. That was fun.
Yeah.
Game was fun. It sucked at the end, but it was a fun game. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I mean, it just brings it into the topic of the day that the bullpen is a problem, and it's been a problem for this team. They refuse to address it. You know what? If Craig Kimbrell's still available, let's go bring him back. Let's just go get him back out here. You got rid of Hoffman because of, you know, the injury, and he wanted a lot of money, and they didn't replace him with anyone. Romano, Ramiro, Green Jacket, Gold Jacket, who gives a crap? It doesn't matter. He stinks. Right now, they're in trouble at the bullpen. I don't know how you can think, Spike, that it's the lineup that's the issue.
I didn't say the lineup. I said the daycare.
Well, the daycare.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is the same thing, though. You're talking about...
No, I'm talking about a third of the lineup who none of them are producing at the moment. One of them is having a mental breakdown every time he makes an out. Marsh gets a chance to win an everyday job every single year and can't win it over Johan Rojas, who's a Mendoza line hitter, and let a ball drop in front of him in center field. And Stott, good fielder, but he's a 250 hitter. That's what he's always going to be, it feels like, right now. I don't like the bullpen problem is solvable by getting a bullpen guy. It's a lot easier to get a bullpen guy than it is to get an everyday center fielder or an everyday third baseman. You know, that's why it's not that I don't think the bullpen is an issue. I do, but if you're a team that is strapped for money, spending big money on spend $10 million a year on Jeff Hoffman. Like, I don't know. I just don't think that's the right allocation of funds. So you want them to get – who did you want them – like, what did you want them to do this offseason?
Well, there's more arms out there. You just said you can go out and get them. I would counter with this. Name me one trade deadline move or prior that has bolstered the bullpen and made a difference.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In the offseason.
For the Phillies?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't, I'm just as critical about Dombrowski's trade deadline moves as anybody is. He is, but it is possible. Look at all the arms. There were good bullpen arms that moved at the deadline last year, and they decided to go hunt a starter, and they didn't get it done. That, like, I thought that was a mistake. They went after Garrett Crochet. They got shut down on it, and they were putting their eggs in that basket. I wouldn't have done that. I thought they had enough starting pitching. I would have gone after a bullpen guy. There were bullpen guys that got traded last year, good ones, at the deadline. Instead, we wind up with Tanner Banks. Like we made a mistake by not getting one, but it doesn't mean that they're not available. They're available. Point being, Tony, at the deadline, like, teams that are not in like competition to make the playoffs, bullpen guys are. They're out there. Like, that's not what a team's going to hold on to at the deadline. A position player who's young? Yes, probably. A starter who's young? Yes, more likely. A bullpen guy? That's who they sell. I'm not saying it's not a problem right now. I just see a remedy for the problem in the future. I don't see a remedy for the daycare problem.
Spike, here's the problem, though. With the extended playoffs, the amount of teams that believe they're in the hunt has expanded now. So these teams that were notorious sellers at the deadline are not sellers now, unless you're a bottom dweller like the Athletics.
Again, there were at least three or four meaningful bullpen arms that changed hands at the deadline last year. There were. It happened. There will be. Tony,
you're competing with everyone else, though. But, yeah, as far as ladies' man go, Wilt Chamberlain,
yes,
obviously, the ladies' man all time.
Was there any video of it?
With everyone, I mean, 100 points, Jack. Let Jack rant. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Give it to him right now.
Yeah, it's a good point, Tony. A lot of big numbers for Wilt. No video of any of it.
Well, thank God there's no video of that.
Right. No, did he say 10,000 or 100,000?
20,000.
Yeah. Nah.
Another tall tale in the Chamberlain,
the legend
story
of Wilt.
Yep.
Yeah, come on, man. 20,000.
Well,
the math doesn't work out on
how
that.
Old was he when he passed away?
I don't know.
60s, I believe.
Late 60s, something
yeah,
like
late
that.
Late 60s.
But when did he write the book?
He kind of sort of died early, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Figured he probably started at 14?
Probably.
He was 63.
There you
63
go.
To 14, so let's give him 13.
Okay, so let's give him.
Let's say he got an early start.
So he had 50 years.
50 years.
So that's 400 women a year for every year.
It's only 365 days.
That's what I'm saying. The math doesn't, you know, he did have to play a game at some point. I suppose you could squeeze something in at halftime.
Is that what you did?
Me?
Back in the day?
No. No. My number's not anywhere near
not
Will's
near
numbers.
20,000 is a good
number. Well, I mean, all the stories with Will are fake. I mean, you want to go.
They're not all fake. Let's not start
tall
that
tales,
today.
Yes. The some of the track and field stuff.
Legendary stories.
Paul Bunyan.
Yes.
I know.
It's all, we're just joking.
But they do a little bit tell the stories because you can't go.
Check it.
Yeah. You know, he actually ran a 3.240.
Yeah. Meanwhile, more and more clips have been shown of some of those games I found on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just brutal. Yeah. I mean, just brutal.
Jack pointed out, Bill Russell looked like Nerlens.
He dribbled like Nerlens.
Yeah.
He did. They could similar jumpers, too. No disrespect, but
no,
again.
None at all.
Yeah, no disrespect to Bill Russell.
So, may he rest in peace.
At least he was a winner. So BG was on Up and Adam. And
gets everybody, doesn't she?
Well,
she does?
Yes, she does. She does. Yeah. And BG retired, recently, a couple weeks ago. But as far as his retirement, well, maybe not completely retired.
I'm 90% retired. I'm 90%.
I love that. That's my favorite answer. God, you have given me such gold over the years, and that is the best answer. You're 90%. Okay, let's break it down. The 90 I get, baby girl, retirement, the torn tricep. All what's the 10? What's the 10? What's the 10?
So that 10% is just in case, but I doubt it because I try to be a man of my word, and I don't want to have to play up in that back and forth stuff. I'm just going to accept it and just move on and get ready for what's next because I feel like I'm going to make the next thing great. You know what I'm saying?
He retired again.
You will definitely do that. But all I heard was you're not fully.
I know.
I heard the door is not cement, bolt lock, master lock shut. I heard you're going to stay in shape, which you're going to stay in shape because in January, you might get a, we got to go face Mahomes. You told me you wanted to sack and you didn't get your paws on in the Super Bowl. And I feel like you'd answer that call. Am I right?
And you know what? We ain't there yet. But if it happens, we could say you said it first.
So he wants to play.
It sounds like he's leaving the door wide open.
Brandon wants to play. It is what it sounds. We all know Brandon. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But when we heard... It's just a very different thing, and he's a different person, but Fletcher Cox sounded like he was retired. Jason Kelce sounded like he was retired. Maybe a little less, Jason, but I also think Jason probably...
Fletcher was the one who...
Was done.
Yeah, he did, and he actually thought he retired early.
Yes.
Like, he still had football left in him also.
And
all three of these guys kind of... I mean, PG was playing great last year.
Yeah. Well,
and he didn't say, not me to... Parse words. He didn't say 99% retired.
Right.
Like 10%, that's the chance we have of getting Cooper Flagg, and we're getting Cooper Flagg. So it sounds like he wants to play, honestly. Maybe he's just bored. I don't know.
I think what Brandon is doing is what a lot of players do, is when you, especially at this stage of your career, when you decide you're going to go ahead and hang him up, there's always something in the back of your mind that says, well, I could still do this if I put my best foot forward and I wanted to. Like, even with myself, I believe I could have played a 10th year if I really put forth the effort and working out and went and did all the tryouts and all that. Maybe somebody would have picked me up. As a matter of fact, I've told this story a couple times, but I don't tell it very often because it's pointless. But I remember Andy calling me during the season, not even calling me, asking me when I used to go down to practice. This is when you used to go down to practice and Andy would have open practices, meaning that the media could be there,
right,
watch the whole practice. And as a former player, I wasn't doing full-time radio, so I would still go to practice and watch practice in 07, the first year I retired. So it gets to like October, and I think maybe they had an injury or two on the team or what have you. And he was like, are you in shape? I was like,
No.
Not really, coach. Not really. I'm really not in shape.
Well, you could have came back if those stupid St. Louis Rams coaches, they worked you out too hard.
Yeah, that probably did. That sent me into retirement, as they worked me out in March as if I was at the Indianapolis Combine.
The real question for BG is going to be, forgetting about July, August, September, because he could be, theoretically, somebody goes down in November and they need an edge guy.
Right.
Is he staying in shape
now? That's where it's going to be harder.
Is he staying in shape now? Is he still going to be staying in shape in August and then in September and then in October and then waiting around? So I would imagine there will be a point at which Brandon says to himself, all right, it's done.
Remember when people were like, when Jason was still hanging around the building, they were like, oh, Jason Kelce, he may be coming back. He still has an office in the building.
I thought so.
Yeah, but he stopped working out.
Right, that was the biggest thing.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like, once you stop preparing your body to do this, I don't see how you can get back into it. So, long story short, too late for that. But I think if BG stays in shape and he gets a call, and I think it would have to be from the Eagles. I don't think he would go play for someone else.
Lions.
I think it would have to be for the Eagles. I don't even know if he would go play for the Lions.
Really?
Maybe he would. Maybe he would, you know, but I think his family is here.
Yeah.
I think he knows the Eagles don't want to see him in another uniform.
Right.
So I think he would honor that. And if it's not going to be for the Eagles, then I don't think he would do it.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't think he would do
it. Go do it for the Seahawks or something.
He already has two rings. He's got two Super Bowl rings already.
I think the difference between him and Kelce, and I don't know this for Brandon, the hardest thing I would bet for Kelce is not naturally big enough to play that. Like, Kelce was small for that position, but I think probably had to work to keep weight on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if Brandon's the same way. He looks like he's sort
no,
of
he's
maybe
you know, he got to work to keep weight
off
so he doesn't get too big.
I think it's got to be harder to almost put weight on than take it off.
Well, that was my thing. I used to have to put weight on. Yeah, I used to have to, you know, when you train, I was putting on 15 pounds every year.
Right.
You put on 15 pounds of muscle every year because by the time I go through the season and get to the end of the season, I've lost 10 pounds.
Well, your problem is you don't finish your meals. I've never seen anything like it.
Well,
you're not a big eater.
I just don't sit down and just stuff my face the whole time. I can eat now, but I can eat a little bit later.
Yes.
Like, I've always been that way.
Like my cat was. My cat was that way. She just sort of snack here and there through the day.
That's where I've always, you know, I've always told my coaches and teammates who used to tease me about that, when I'm done playing, I'm not going to have to worry about gaining weight.
Right.
Yeah, all of you guys do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why older guys still working out. Yep. Got to pump weight. I don't have to worry about that.
That take aged well, you know?
It did.
It did.
You know, Richie was telling me, Richie's skinny now, but Richie told me when he retired, he put on like 60 pounds or something.
He was like 300 pounds.
Yeah, he was really big.
You know? Remember.
Yeah. There you go. And he was big when he was here, but he said he was even bigger. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we did say we're kicking off Eagles draft season today. We are 2 weeks and 1 day away from the first round. And who better to talk about the NFL draft than the WIP Afternoon Show's own Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.